Hi there. There are two intentions for this talk, this 15-minute talk. The first one is to explain the internal resources all of us already have within us to help us regulate strong emotions that come up sometimes when we feel we can't control our bodies. And the second intention is simply to prepare you for a 15 to 17-minute guided meditation which will address that feeling of lack of control and offer some movement from a survival mode into a healing mode. So those are the two intentions. When the body feels compromised or particularly vulnerable, it can trigger a visceral fight, flight, freeze response. And when I say visceral, I mean purely physical and not rational at all, right? So I'll give you an example. A lot of times the situation that can bring us into this feeling of loss of control of our bodies could be a medical procedure, feeling unwell and not knowing why, right? Not understanding why your body feels a certain way. Maybe you try to address it the way you normally do and your body doesn't react the way you expect it to. Also, sometimes when your appearance changes and you don't know why, if you gain weight or lose weight or your face or your hair start looking different, there can be this sense of loss of control, right? Not understanding what's going on with your body. And of course, the most simple time when this happens is when you're physically feeling threatened, right? In a very literal situation that could be threatening. And an example I can use is, say you go for a walk on an afternoon and you get caught up and lose track of time and the sun goes down and all of a sudden you find yourself in an area that's really dark and it seems unfamiliar all of a sudden and you feel vulnerable all of a sudden and that your body might be in danger right here. Perhaps someone walks by and startles you and you wonder if that person is a threat to you, right? And so that's just a very literal example of loss of control of your body. But any of these situations produce this sense in us, can produce this sense that we are losing control of our bodies. And therefore can bring us to this place of fight, flight, freeze, which is when our sympathetic nervous system is in control of our bodies. So that's a survival mode, right? And in those situations, often our rational mind tries to overrule our bodies, right? So we may begin to feel panic or anxiety, and we start telling ourselves, this was a medical procedure that we planned ahead of time. You know, our doctor thinks it's going to be good for us, and so it's going to be just fine. We trust the doctor, right? Or in the case of the walk in the evening, you may find yourself rationalizing, you know, look, this is a neighborhood one block from my house. It's very safe. What are you doing? You're safe. Get over it. Right? And so our minds do these things to try and snap us out of it, but our bodies overrule them. And the smart thing for us to do in that moment is to listen to our bodies, right? To allow those feelings to come up in our bodies and look at what's happening in our bodies and address it. So of course, fight, flight, freeze, or being in the sympathetic mode means that our nervous system is operating in preparation to fend off a threat or an attack, right? So we're ready to fight or we're ready to run or go into playing dead, right? And so everything, these are physiological changes that happen in our body, and they're very difficult to ignore and even more difficult to change with a thought that, oh, we're safe, get over it, right? And so what's happening inside of our bodies when we feel threatened, when we feel like we're losing control of the situation, our heart rate becomes elevated, our breathing rate increases, our pupils dilate so that we can have a wider vision of what's around us. Our bodies divert blood flow from our core, away from our core and into our extremities so that we can run or fight, use our arms or legs, right? And all of this is triggered by the release of large amounts of the hormones, adrenaline and cortisol into our system. So these are biological changes. These are not in your head. And this is happening, and it overrules your thought, your rational thought. And if you ignore it in favor of the rational thought, your body is still in that survival place, regardless, right? And the thing about being in that sympathetic state is that our bodies can't heal themselves in that place. So if it is a real health issue that is creating this fear, this loss of control, if it's a real procedure or surgery, right, and you come out of that surgery feeling invaded and vulnerable with all these wounds that need to heal, right? If that's what's happening, when you go into fight, flight, freeze, your body cannot heal itself because it's diverting all of its energy away from the systems that heal us, away from digestion, away from calmness and restoration, and into survival. And so the key to getting through these difficulties is telling our nervous systems that we are safe. And there are some very specific ways we can do that. We actually can tell our bodies to switch out of the sympathetic state and into the parasympathetic state. And the parasympathetic state of the nervous system, our breathing slows, our heart rate slows. Blood flow returns to our core so that digestion and circulation are happening in a more healthy, organic way, more efficiently, right? And in that mode, our bodies can do so much healing of themselves. And so that's what we want. And so I offer you in the next recording about a 15-minute meditation where I guide you through the process of focusing on our five senses in the present moment. That is the mechanism, that is the doorway to the parasympathetic nervous state. Your five senses in the present moment are the doorway to a calm, healing mode. So I will guide you in that process. And in that process, we're going to use two different techniques, which may be new to you. So I'd like to talk about them briefly before we do that. The first thing we're going to do, the first technique we're going to use is called nesting. And so that is sort of the preparation for the formal meditation. It's checking in with your body and finding out what your body needs for the next 15, 20 minutes. How would your body like to sit or rest during this meditation? Maybe your body doesn't want to sit or rest and be still. Maybe your body would like to walk slowly around the room during this meditation. That's fine too. Maybe you'd like to stand up, you know, for this meditation, or perhaps you even want to lie down, right? And so checking in with your body, finding out how you would like to be for the next 15, 20 minutes, and then gathering physical objects around you and exerting your influence on the environment where you are so that your body is comfortable and safe, feels safe, and feels nourished and taken care of, right? And so, for example, imagine if you were wanting to, your body just really wants to get horizontal and lie down for this meditation. Maybe you need a pillow or a soft mat to lie on. Maybe you would like to have a pillow under your knees for some support, some back support. Those are the examples. You know, looking around for what furniture, where am I going to sit? What furniture will I use? Where will I put my feet? You know, nesting, deciding how your body will sit. And then also controlling those controllable aspects of the environment. You know, noticing the temperature of the space. For example, is it comfortable? If it's not comfortable, can I grab a sweater or turn on a fan? Am I thirsty? Should I go get a glass of water before I start this meditation? Checking in with your bodily needs and the environment around you. Maybe you're in a room and there's some noise in the other areas of the building, so you'd like to close the door. Just preparing. And even though nesting is not part of the actual formal meditation, I do believe that it is an important foundation for the mindfulness exercise. It's really setting the stage for your body to move into the parasympathetic nervous system. And one little side note, you know, maybe you're not panicked right now, right this second, but the more we practice this skill of ushering our bodies into the parasympathetic, the more instinctive it becomes. And so it's more available and easier to do when you're in that panic, right? You've done it before, you know how it feels. So what we're doing is like teaching your mind and your body a new skill that you can use when you're in a more dire situation. So nesting is number one, the first technique we'll use, and I'll guide you through it in the recording. And the second technique we'll use is called resourcing, or some people call it homecoming. And I'll guide you through that part as well. But resourcing is simply reminding yourself about several layers of protection and nurturing and support that are already in your life, right? So just reminding yourself of them, and if you can imagine those layers of support being in this space with you, sitting with you as you meditate. And so I'm talking about the literal layers of support, such as, you know, you're sitting on a piece of furniture that's holding you up, right? That is physical support. And maybe you can feel the back of the sofa or the chair on your spine. Maybe you'll feel something if you're sitting on your hip bones, right? And your thighs, you'll feel it underneath you. You'll feel your feet on the floor. And so just noticing the physical layers of support and protection. Resourcing. What are my resources, right? I'm surrounded by things that are holding me, literally holding my body in place. And then we'll also move into some emotional and spiritual layers of resources that are in your life. And there are so many of these. But the ones we're going to use in this meditation in particular are your breath, which is a physical presence, and it's always there, and it's automatic, and it can protect you and support you and nurture you if you're deliberate about it. And then the last two, because we're Christians and we believe that Jesus Christ is our ultimate strength and nourishment and protector. The Holy Spirit, right? Just simply reminding ourselves of the Holy Spirit, inviting Him to sit with us in this meditation and feeling His presence. And then finally, the truth. And truth for us, again, because we're Christians, the truth is the revealed word of God. So for this meditation, I'll be using the truth found in Psalm, I believe it's 92, but I'll read it to you in the meditation itself. So we'll be resourcing or coming home to our breath, the Holy Spirit, and Scripture. And it's amazing because there have been several different duplicated scientific studies that have revealed that the simple act of paying attention to the physical support under your body moves your nervous system into the parasympathetic state, into the healing, rest, and digest state. So just feeling the sofa underneath you alone will begin to move your body into that state, and it's amazing. So imagine even more so as we consider our layers of resources surrounding us, and as we focus on our bodies and breathing and our five senses. So I hope you'll join me for a 15 to 17 minute guided meditation on this topic in the next recording.